I want to run through a couple of quick questions that have come in, and then I will give you the details about frequency of follow-up. So this came in from a person named Frank, and he said, if a call is not returned, how many times do you keep calling before you drop them? Hold that thought just for a second, and I'll come back to it in just a moment. And then the next one is, if a person says the best time to call is on the weekend, all right? So I answered this question a little bit earlier on. If I'm sitting there and the lead comes in right at that moment, I will call. And right then, unless it's early in the morning or, you know, very late at night where it crosses that, it's rude to call that late time zone. And then the third question is there any special wording difference if you're calling a lead that is 3 or 4 months old or older? That's a great question. First of all, don't expect a lot out of aged leads. They're called aged leads, meaning old leads. I've not gotten a lot of response out of those because, gosh, I've called people back within, you know, 3 days and they don't remember filling out a contact form. And so if you're talking 3 or 4 months old, there's a high chance that there's no chance at all that they would remember it. And so don't expect an enormous amount out of it. When do I use these? How do I use aged leads? Well, that's the absolute best practice material you can get. The drills that I show you how to do in Professional Inviter, I recommend that you drill with a stuffed animal or somebody in your organization. You drill, and then after that, I recommend you get some aged leads because, one, they're really, really cheap. Number two is that if they say no and things like that, the whole time you're actually being able to practice. And you learn how to use the inviting formula and how to greet them correctly and how to qualify them and how to invite them and then how to close them to action, and how to follow up and follow through. All those steps you'll be able to do with aged leads. But I don't change my script a whole lot. When I leave a message, I leave the exact same message. I might just indicate to them, hey, this is for Fred Smith. My name is Tim Sales. You filled out a form on the internet. It's been a couple of months ago, but you indicated an interest in a business. I was just curious if you found what you're looking for. I'd like to talk to you about it, and then I would leave the latter part of the message.